Greetings to all, and welcome to the SMS, the Success Made Simple training series designed to empower, enlighten, and encourage you in 8 minutes or less per day. Our motto is simple. You will achieve success by becoming your best. Our request is simple as well. Send this podcast to your colleagues, team members, even coworkers and friends so they can have some inspiration and information to help them reach their goals. The author and host of today's podcast is none other than D.L. Wallace of the Success Training Institute. Enjoy.
Thank you and greetings to everyone joining us on this podcast today. It's always a joy and an honor to connect with you. Let's jump right into our topic today, my friend, and that topic is simply the adoption agency. The adoption agency. Across the world, there are over 140 million orphans that are waiting to be adopted. That's 140 million boys and girls who don't have moms and dads and who are living in a foster home or an orphanage, and they're looking for someone to take them in. Well, in business, believe it or not, there is something similar, a parallel as it were, because all over the world, there are millions of people who are not only dissatisfied with their current positions, but they're wandering around wondering, what in the world can I do to obtain purpose in my life? What kind of business endeavor can I join that's going to fulfill me all the way? And they're looking to be, quote unquote, adopted. Now, not to minimize the normal adoption process, but this parallel is important because only the business leaders who understand how to properly adopt someone that's come from another company culture, another background, another set of core values, only the business people that can adopt them effectively are the ones that can win. And it's a topic that's not talked about enough, because every time someone joins your team, they are being adopted by you. And those who don't understand the adoption process are guilty of having foster kids and not kids they've adopted. I wish I had somebody over in Washington, D.C. or in Virginia that could relate to this, that owns your own company, that owns a business and understands that in order to build a great team, everybody must feel adopted. The ADOPT acronym is what we're going to use today, and we may not get to cover them all. The A reminds us that in order to properly adopt a new team member, they must feel appreciated. In our parallel, our example, remember that most adopted children come from environments of abuse and neglect, and most adopted business leaders come from the same environments. They come from an environment of business abuse and neglect, meaning that they were a number and not a name at the company they worked with before. Nobody cared about their thoughts and their opinions. They told them to do a particular job and do it a particular way, and if they didn't, they were fired on the spot. When they come to you, on the other hand, they should experience a new paradigm. A paradigm, my friends, of appreciation. How do I accomplish this? First of all, I frequently applaud them. Every action and every effort, even the fact that they made the decision to join the team, should be a cause for celebration, because they should feel applauded. Also, we've got to adjust, because just like children in this regard, every adopted child comes from a different set of circumstances, and you can't treat them all the same. In business, every new team member comes from a different environment, and they can't be treated exactly the same. It's not possible. You've got to adjust to suit their specific needs. Some will be motivated by different aspects. Some are motivated just by the freedom they get by working with you. Others are motivated and inspired by the economic returns that they can make, but we've got to make sure that we're observing them closely enough to make the proper adjustments. Then finally, in that component, we show appreciation through affirmation. They need to constantly hear they're special, they're wonderful, they're priceless to us. They need to constantly understand that their phone calls are important, their emails are important, their text messages are important, their questions mean something, that they're not something that they should keep to themselves. No, be free to talk in this environment. We appreciate you. Then that D, my friends, in that ADOPT acronym reminds us of the importance of development. Again, many adopted children are underdeveloped in many ways, not just physically, but some of them don't even have the table manners or the politeness or the components that you typically learn growing up in a home environment. That means, and similarly, when you get a new person, person working on your team, they may not know all of the fine steps that they need to, which is why development is mandatory. We can never assume that someone new to our team knows how to do anything just because of where they came from. No, on the contrary, let's assume they don't know, and let's take the time in order to teach them how. Again, development is a process of time, of training, of trust, and of tenacity. It means that I've got to make sure that everybody progresses at a pace that is reasonable for them. Some are coming to your teams from full-time jobs, and some are still working a job and only able to contribute part-time with you. However, training mechanisms must be in place to make sure that they're better with you in month two than they were in month one. That means a commitment to making sure that they get better over time is what every good parent would do to a child and what every great business leader will do with new members of their team. That O in our ADOPT acronym reminds us of the importance of taking ownership. In the typical adoption process, once it is completed, then the child receives the last name of his newly adopted parents. You see, there is no difference then between that child and the children that they may have had biologically. So by the same token, my friends, we must take ownership of new team members. All too often, what you see happen is someone will be quick to talk about a team member that is causing problems or negativity or this, that, or the other, but they've yet to take ownership of that person and treat them like their own. And even if they came from another environment, it's important that when they join our team, they feel like family. Yes, my friends and neighbors, they've got to feel like family. Now, not only must they feel like family, they've got to be family, which simply means you're going to have the patience with them, you're going to be persistent with them, and you're not going to call their problems, you're going to call their problems our problems. Yes, my friends, we're going to work together to solve it, to help them get better every single day. Listen, I wish I had time to complete this training segment. I do encourage you, however, to explore Success Training Institute. Contact the person who sent you this podcast. Find out how you can grow your life and your business with soft skills training and certifications. And remember, whether you run your business full-time or part-time, I thank you for your time. I'm D.L. Wallace, and you are one step closer to achieving your goals.